It is time for the Rural Intelligence Report, the 4th of July edition, a special edition, especially in Mark Williams history. Okay. It is the Rural Intelligence Report, ruralintelligence.com, a one stop to go to find out what's going on, what's coming up, and what's been going on in the area. And I know a man who loves to celebrate the 4th of July, Mark Williams. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Marshall. You know, when I first arrived, we used to go to big cookouts, and I'd always be asked, now, do you celebrate the 4th of July in the UK as well? And I had to gently take people aside and explain it's not a big holiday.
I was once sitting at the fireworks display with a bunch of friends, and one of them was dating a man from England. And he was sitting there, and I looked over at him, and I said to him, so I guess you want a couple more beers, huh? All right, well, let's take a look at what
it all worked out well in the end.
It's certainly, well, so far, we'll see what happens.
Okay. Oh, my God. Well, we've got a busy week, whatever.
Yes, we do.
And there are really some great parties going on. There's something for everyone.
All right, let's start out July 3rd, 4th, and 5th, and then right through August 5th, as a matter of fact, Tita Packer Playhouse, Macbeth.
Yes, this is one of their big signature plays of this year, and Shakespeare and Company in Lenox at the Tina Packer Playhouse putting on Macbeth. As we all know, it's a gripping tale of blind ambition and nefarious plotting. It features, I guess, two of Shakespeare's most notorious anti-heroes. And, of course, relevant to our last discussion, it is amazing how relevant this play still is today. This edition is starring Jonathan Croy and Todd Randolph, and it's directed by an Obie Award winner, Malia Bensusson. So if you love Shakespeare and you want to get up to Lennox, then this is the play for you. As you say, starts July 3rd, but it runs through August the 5th.
All right, on July 4th in Germantown at the Claremont State Historic Site, they're having an old-fashioned Independence Day.
Yes, yeah. Now, we've got so many parties on this week that I'm going to try and get through some of them all around the region. And this one is down in Germantown. It's, as you say, it's Claremont State Historic Site, which I love. It is on the Wednesday, July the 4th. I think there may be a problem as we go through the week because they are having an old-fashioned Independence Day, and they're having 18th century crafts and reenactors and music and entertainment. But the problem is that they have so many of the parties on this week and celebrations have reenactors going that I can't believe there is a big enough supply of reenactors in the area. These reenactors will be exhausted by the end of the week. Anyway, you can enjoy the live music. They're having lots of hot food. And lovely thing is later in the evening, they're going to have the Saugerties fireworks over the Hudson River, which are really popular. So it starts at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, but it will go on till 10 o'clock at night and will be a great party there in Claremont State Historic Site.
All right. On July 4th, we can go to Hudson, Basilica Hudson.
Yeah, this is a bit different. It's really exciting. They're going to be celebrating with the second Bright Future Barbecue. Jack Walls is going to be hosting this. It's a late afternoon art opening and a happy hour, which will then culminate in something which looks absolutely great fun. It's the Hi-Fi Bangalore's Exploding Inevitable Dance Party with two DJs, DJ Ted Patterson and DJ Uncle Rudy. And the whole sort of place is featuring sculpture and video art as well by Andrew Shirley. It starts at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and goes till late. And by the way, it's worth mentioning that Jack Walls himself is a very, very interesting artist. He's a poet. He's a writer. He doesn't really limit himself to any particular medium. He's mostly known as a writer. But I will tell you one thing: if you get a chance to see his collages, they are spectacular. They are constructed with a dexterity that really boggles the mind. So do go and check out Basilica Hudson if you want to bop away the night on July the 4th and enjoy the barbecue as well.
We'll move on to July 5th, and let's start off with the Shire City Sessions.
Yes. Now, this is a free Pittsfield concert series. So this is in Pittsfield at Hotel on North. And Shire City Sessions is they are presenting a jazz vocalist, a singer-songwriter, and voiceover artist and educator called Joel Laurie. And the idea is on the 5th that she and her quartet add a jazzed up pop style to some of the old standards, some originals, and something they describe as reimagined pop covers. So go enjoy a drink at Hotel on North on Thursday, July the 5th. Starts at 5 o'clock in the evening, and it should be great fun.
All right, let's move on July 6th to Stockbridge, the Multicultural Ridge Resilient Connections Gala. Holy smokes!
Yes. Well, you can say that again. This is actually is a great event. So NumKeg this year is hosting this event. It's in NumKeg in Stockbridge. It's their 10th anniversary. And Bridge was founded in 2007. And by the way, everyone calls it the Multicultural Bridge. It's a grassroots organization really dedicated to advancing sort of equity and justice by promoting cultural competence and mutual understanding and acceptance. So that's very nice. And they act as a catalyst for change through collaboration, through education, training, dialogue, fellowship, and advocacy. And it's a minority business. It's run by women owned, and it's a not-for-profit. And by the way, I, as a board member of a not-for-profit, have been involved in some of their programs, and they really are excellent. So it's worthwhile, if you're a supporter of that type of thing, finding out much more about the Multicultural Bridge. Anyway, big 10th anniversary celebration at NumKeg on Friday, July the 6th.
We'll stick with July 6th. Our good friends in Rhinebeck Oblong Books and Music are presenting a book launch.
Yeah, this is this is something I thought, well, we had to do, because here we are in midsummer. A lot of us are going to be down by the pool or on the deck or in the backyard, and we'll be looking for a good book to read. And, well, this is your chance to find out about the good books around, because this is a book launch for Francine Prose's What to Read and Why. So this is her new book, and she really celebrates the pleasures of reading, and she pays homage to the works and the writers that she really admires. So this is a chance to go find out more about what you should be reading, and maybe you can pick up a book or two at the same time. That's at 6 o'clock on Friday, July the 6th in Rhinebeck.
And also on Friday in Chatham, PS21 is also offering something up.
Yeah, it's they're in full force on in PS21 with their new theater, and so on. Yeah, as you say, it will be full force with a quartet called the Twisted Pine String Band, and they are a bluesgrass band originally, but they take it and twist it with harmonies, independent pop hooks, musical daring, and, dare I say it, a lot of charm as well. So that's an 8 o'clock in PS21 in Chatham on Friday, July the 6th.
Also, now let's move on the 6th to Dalton, the Stationery Factory.
Yeah, I think this is where I'm going to be on Friday evening, July the 6th. The Stationery Factory has managed to get this band, which is tremendous fun. It's called Les Zeppelin. That's L-E-Z Zeppelin, not Led Zeppelin. It's a female rock tribute band, which obviously plays homage to Led Zeppelin. It's got a tremendous following because they are just a ball of fire and great, great fun. I will definitely be going. It starts at 8 o'clock on Friday, July the 6th. And I know if you go online and you buy tickets slightly cheaper than if you buy them at the door. So definitely great fun. That's Friday, July the 6th in Dalton at the Stationery Factory.
Now, it's hard to believe as we are in July and the heat wave has hit. Ski Butternut is the place to be, though, July 6th, 7th, and 8th for the Berkshire Arts Festival.
Hey, we're back at Ski Butternut for the Berkshire Arts Festival. It is a fantastic show of 200 artists. It's juried. There are artisans featuring ceramics, painting, jewelry, glass, wood, mixed media, sculpture, photography. The lovely thing is, if you go, you can potter around and look at things, and there's live music going on. There will be workshops, there'll be demonstrations, lots of children's activity, which we really need. And it starts on Friday from 10 till 6, and Friday and Saturday, 10 till 6. And then on Sunday, it just closes a bit earlier at 5 p.m. So that's at the Ski Butternut location for the Berkshire Arts Festival.
Let's move on. Annandale on Hudson, Bard Summerscape, July 6th, 7th, and 8th.
This is going to be one of the big shows at Bard this summer. It is sounds absolutely amazing. So they're presenting four quartets. It's a world premiere Summerscape commission, which is based on the T.S. Eliot poem set. This poem was published 75 years ago, but Bard has asked three contemporary artists to join forces to create a sort of dance, music, painting, and poetry union. They've done that. They've got to the American choreographer Pam Tanowitz, the composer Keija Sarriaho, and the modern Americanist painter Bryce Marden. They've created this very large and exciting performance based on T.S. Eliot's meditations on past and present, time and space, movement and stillness. So there's amazing selection of things. Kathleen Chalfant will be also there as well. She is the Tony Award nominated actress. You might have seen her in Angels in America or in Wit. She is going to be performing T.S. Eliot's text live. So this is a fantastic collaboration. It's the first time they've had authorized a performance based on the fourth quartet. So it is really exciting. Check out the website for details. As I say, it starts on Friday, July the 6th, but then there'll be other performances which run through Sunday the 8th. And, of course, it's at Annandale on Hudson at Bard Summerscape. So great, great fun there.
Let's move on to July 7th in Millbrook. Our good friends at the Merritt Bookstore have a conversation.
Yeah, well, I'm looking for all these good books to read by the pool or on the back deck and whatever it is. And the Merritt Bookstore are going to be hosting a conversation with Joseph O'Neill. You may have come across him because he wrote The Dog and Netherland. He's going to be talking about his new book of short stories, which is called Good Trouble. Sounds great, easy reading for the beach or for the back deck or whatever it is. So that's at 12 o'clock on Saturday, 12 noon on Saturday, July the 7th in the Merritt Bookstore in Millbrook.
In New Preston, Connecticut on July 7th, they have a summer stroll.
Yeah, well, New Preston does these great events, and this is your chance to sort of go enjoy the stores, enjoy all sorts of snacks and cool cocktails under shady umbrellas, I'm hoping, and on the porches of these wonderful historic buildings there in downtown New Preston. Well, downtown Preston, New Preston is really only one short street, but they're going to have raffles, they're going to be sales, obviously lots of painting demos, all sorts of things like that. It starts at 1 o'clock, runs till about 4 o'clock on Saturday, July the 7th in New Preston. So go and relax and do a bit of shopping.
So we went from Millbrook to New Preston. Now let's go up to Monterey, the Bidwell House Country Fair.
Yeah, we try and get around the place. Yes, yeah, another country fair. And this one looks absolutely fantastic as well. The Bidwell House, which I've talked about often here because I really enjoy it, is having their country fair. It's going to be live music by Moonshine Holler and the Adams Brothers. They will also have reenactors, these exhausted people reenacting away. There's going to be a pie baking contest, which sounds like great fun to me. It's kids' activities, craft demonstrations. By the way, their gardens are wonderful, and they're having a garden tour. There's also a trail walk in their trails, which is fantastic trails through the woods there. They own a lot of land. It's got obviously there's going to be lots of food and drink. The pony rides for the kids. I'm told there'll be goats there, which I'm always a big fan of. It starts at 1 o'clock in Monterey at the Bidwell House on Saturday, July the 7th, and runs till about 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Let's move over to Rhinebeck on the 7th. Rhinebeck, the Wilderstein Summer Party.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've got to get to another summer party, and this one is in another area as well. So there's plenty of if you're looking for a summer party, there's lots to look for. So Wildenstein put on their big July 4th summer party, but they do it on Saturday, July the 7th. It's an old-fashioned carnival. They have a themed cocktail party with all sorts of refreshments, carnival games, entertainment house tours. They have a huge silent auction if you're into that type of thing, so there's always a chance of picking up a real bargain. This is their Wildenstein's annual summer fundraiser, so it's a good chance to go and support Wildenstein as well. It starts at 5 o'clock in the evening on Saturday, July the 7th, and obviously at Wildenstein in Rhinebeck.
All right, we'll move over to Pittsfield. Hancock Shaker Village, their Shaker Barn music continues.
Yep, great series, really popular. This time round, they are bringing the Pie Power Trio over. That consists of Pat Irwin from the B-52, Sasha Dobson and Daria Grace. They are all drawing on a rich tradition of instrumental rock and roll and doing their big thing. So it starts at 7:30 on Saturday, July the 7th at the Hancock Shaker Village in Pittsfield.
Let's move over to Chatham. PS21 has another annual event coming up on the 7th.
Yes. This is important. It's the 13th annual Paul Grunberg Memorial Bach Concert. Obviously, it's the work that the Grunbergs have done in Chatham and developing PS21 have just been tremendous. And this is a chance to give a bit of tribute to Paul Grunberg one way or another. The concert actually is featuring Elliot Fisk and the cellist Yehudi Hanani. It's at 8 o'clock. And you probably will have to book up some tickets well in advance because it is always a popular event. That's at PS21 on July the 7th, obviously in Chatham.
All right. Well, I think it's time for us to go out on the town in Lenox, Massachusetts.
I will be going out on the town. I have my tickets already, and I think it's going to be it's one of the hottest tickets of the summer at the Kusevitsky Music Shed in Tanglewood. In Lenox, and it's that Saturday night, July the 7th. They're going to be in full force because Keith Lockhart is there with the Boston Pops, and they are going to do a complete semi-staged performance of the Bernstein hit musical, as you say, On the Town. They have an all-star cast coming. It is going to be one of the biggest evenings of the year. I hope the weather is going to be great so people on the lawn will, there'll be a lot of people on the lawn, which really adds to the whole sort of excitement of the evening. It starts at 8 o'clock, as always. It will be a great evening one way or another there at Tanglewood on Saturday, July the 7th.
We will move on to Adams, Bascom Lodge atop tall Mount Greylock.
Yes. So Mount Greylock, our tallest mountain in Massachusetts, is going to be the location for the 5th annual Mount Greylock Jazz Festival. There'll be free performances from the Joe Finn Trio, the Wes Brown Quartet, all sorts of other people as well. And it will all be followed by a cocktail hour at the lodge. So it starts at 12 o'clock on Sunday, July the 8th. Runs till about 6 o'clock, all the music, and then there'll be cocktail hour in the lodge at 6 p.m., and then dinner, if you want to stay, it will be served at 7 o'clock. It sounds like a great, fun evening in Bascom Lodge, atop Mount Greylock.
All right, we will wrap up this week in Great Barrington on July 8th at the Guthrie Center.
Yeah, we don't often talk about the Guthrie Center, but this year they're having John Davidson come on Sunday, July the 8th, as you say. He's a singer, songwriter, storyteller. He really is he tells some really wonderful stories about being backstage. He has been backstage in various shows and TV events and whatever it is for 50 years. He starred in Finding Neverland and Wicked. He's been hosting TV shows like Hollywood Squares and that's incredible. Over the years as well. He's got a lot of stories to tell. He's going to be there. He's going to be singing some of his original comedy songs. And the evening will be full of humor, inspiration, and music. It will be great fun at the Guthrie Center, Sunday, July the 8th, starting at 8 o'clock in the evening.
And that will wrap up our 4th of July edition for the Rural Intelligence Report, Mark. Have a great week, and we will speak to you next week.
Lovely. I will look forward to it if I survive it.